שלום, אנחנו בשיעור
קבלה לכנס קבלה. We're having a special lesson as preparation for the World Kabbalah Congress in Mexico, all of us as one. We're in lesson number 15.
Rabash.
Excerpt number 1 from Zohar, it's a portion. Light only comes out of darkness, because when the evil side surrenders, the Creator rises above, and His glory increases. And the Creator's work is only out of darkness. There's only good out of evil. And when a person goes into the evil path and leaves him, the Creator's glory is increased. Therefore, perfection of everything is good and evil together, and to then choose good. And the good,
unless only in the place of the absence of revelation.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, What is Day and Night in the Work? One cannot enjoy rest if he's not tired. That's why he has to go through a process of ascents and descents. But not to be impressed of the descents. Rather, he has to exert not to flee from the battle. Therefore, during the work, he has to know that there are two things. But in the end of the work, he sees that light and darkness are like two feet, who bring a person to the goal.
That's from which we can reveal the light.
Excerpt number 3 from Baal HaSulam, Shamati 172. The matter of prevention and delays. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing. Since without that, we would have no possibility of coming closer to Him. Because by nature, there is no greater distance than from our state to the Creator. And only when one begins to come closer, does one begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention that one overcomes brings the way closer. Thus one grows accustomed to walk on a line of moving farther. Hence, whenever one feels that one is distant, it does not induce any change in the process, since he knows in advance that he is walking on the line of moving farther.
Collect those discernments in the darkness until it appears.
Excerpt number 4 from letter number 25 by Baal HaSulam. If the descent is for the purpose of ascending, it is regarded as an ascent and not as descent. Indeed, the descent itself is the ascent, because the letters of the prayer are filled with abundance, and with a short prayer, the abundance is small for lack of
those discernments.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash, Lishma and Lo Lishma. The descent one has received is for his own good, meaning that he's receiving special treatment from heaven, that he was lowered from his state when he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now he sees that he's far from spirituality and he has no power to work. Then one can strengthen in that only the Creator can help him. It follows that his descent allowed them to rise in degree. Excerpt number 6 from Rabash. What is this blessing when he made a miracle for me in this place in the work? One who is observing when a person is in an ascent, if he's observing his feeling when he was in a descent, he can discern as the light excels from darkness. From this, he gets new vessels for happiness and gratitude for the Creator, and he can bless the Creator. Blessed is he who has made a miracle for me. Excerpt number 7 from letter number 5 by Baal HaSulam. I rejoice in those corruptions that are being revealed, and I regret the corruptions that still haven't appeared, but which are destined to appear. for their revelation is a great salvation from heaven. So if a corruption appears now, it must have been hidden. This is why I'm happy about its disclosure, because
it all depends on the preparation.
Excerpt number 8 from Shamati, Article 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sidracha, Baal HaSulam? It is written, I sit in its shade, and its fruit is sweet to my palate. All the concealments and the troubles are sent by the Creator in order to work above reason, and to have the force to say that the Creator does it for His own good, to work in order to bestow, not for Himself. Then this person comes to recognize that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built on above reason. And then he doesn't pray for the shades to pass away. Rather, if the Creator wishes him to work this way above reason, then he works in concealment, since he wants to work in order to bestow for the Creator to enjoy.
More advanced states appear on top of the darkness.
Excerpt number 9 from Shamati 19. What is it that the Creator hates the bodies in the work? We have to try to have a strong desire to attain, a desire to bestow, and to overcome the will to receive. And a strong desire is measured by having many stops between the overcomings. A cessation is a descent that can be for a moment, or an hour, or a day, or a month. Then, he starts working again, overcoming the will to receive, to try to attain the will to bestow. And a strong desire is called when the cessation is not long, that immediately he awakens to do the
work. State, do we ascribe it to the Creator or not?
Excerpt number 10 from letter number 77 by Rabash. You shouldn't be impressed of this sense, because penny to penny they all accumulate to a large sum. Spirituality departs so that you'll have room to do the work in walking forward, because every moment you discern for bestowal goes into the correction. It's only that a person descends to sort out more sparks for correction. The advice is not to wait until you are lowered from your state. And when you feel your lowness, then you rise. Excerpt number 11 from Rabash, volume 2, What is Above Reason in the Work. When being redeemed, one attains that all the descents and the ascents are done by the Creator. Even the descents came from the Creator. The Creator